gosh, the music continues ad nauseum, and I thought I'd give you a long track of uninterrupted music because we're going to be having a conversation. So before Leaf, it was the Culture Club. Do you really want to hurt me? With George Benson, Never Give Up on a Good Thing, tripling your music on a Monday. And now I promised you a conversation about soil. Now, before you turn off the radio and say, what the heck are you talking about? Soil is about as interesting as watching the paint dry. Let me tell you a story. Did you know that there is a silent catastrophe? Unlike floods, hurricanes, and cyclones, we don't see immediate massive damage or the death that is occurring to the most critical aspect of the planet that we share. And that's the soil. The soil is dying. Why? Well, let's just find out from our very special guest this afternoon, Tseke Nkadimeng. Is it a Sotho name, Tseke?
That's a Sotho name.
Why aren't I hearing you nicely? What's going on here? Very strange. Oh, that's because I had you on the wrong mic. A Sotho name.
Is a Sotho name.
So you're not feeling? Are you not feeling outnumbered here with all the Zulu folk in KZN?
Yeah, actually, KZN has been nice to us. Yes. We started our journey in Mpumalanga. We moved from we entered from Yitrach, and then we moved to Vryheid, Nongoma, and then we moved down to the heritage historical route.
Okay, let's just stop the bus for a second. It sounds like you're on a journey. Let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning. Yeah. What is this all about, saving the soil?
Well, soil, for me and for most of the people, soil is really the makeup of what our body is. Soil is where we get our food. 90% of our food comes from soil. And this important element of, this important element of who we are, which makes up the food and everything else, as you've already said, Dave, it's dying right beneath our feet.
I want to ask you about that, because most people say rubbish. Everywhere's soil. Everywhere you go. Look here. They're building on the what used to be sugarcane. There's lots of soil. There's sand all over the whole planet. What are you talking about? The soil is dying. What people don't understand is what they're looking at is sand. That's not sand, what we're talking about at all. Nothing grows in sand. Maybe the odd cactus, but apart from that, sand is a pretty sterile substrate. It's not that thing that keeps the planet alive. It's the soil. Explain to us what soil is.
You know, I always say, imagine in South Africa we have to import avocados and oranges and bananas, which, you know, currently now here we're growing it quite easily, but if we don't do anything else, that's what we are faced with, that we don't have the soil to plant anything, and for us to get the food, those basic food, we have to import them,
but
unfortunately.
But why? What's happening to the soil? It's there. It's all over the place.
Well, the soil now is sand, as you say, and nothing grows on the beach.
What happened to
it's nice to be on the beach, but nothing grows on the beach, unfortunately.
So what's happening to the soil?
So for a very long time, the soil, unfortunately, we were, you know, the population and everything has grown, and we are using the soil more often than in the olden days. So
what is soil? What is it made up of?
So the soil, we're talking about the sort of the 1 meter layer.
The top soil.
The top soil, which controls all the nutrients and everything. That's what makes up a plant to grow and, you know, to produce food.
So that's created from decomposition of plants and animals and creatures of life. Everything that lived once has decomposed or become the dust, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And we go back and feed the next generation, which is the cycle of life. But you say that critical element in the topsoil, the compost and the loam and the nutrients, the micronutrients, it's all gone. Where did it go? And how is it being lost?
It's been lost because of our farming methods. It's been lost because we haven't really been looking at it. When we got the chemicals which helped us to grow our food and make food cheap and everything else, it was a good thing, the invention of those, which you know, it made life easier. But unfortunately, the overuse of that eventually led to the death of this important element of our life.
So are you saying that these huge green fields of sugarcane, etc., is like dead?
They are dying. And unfortunately, currently, they can still produce food, but the quality of the food is not there. I think
you'd need to eat 10 oranges to get the goodness that our ancestors got from one, because there's just no micronutrients left in the soil.
Exactly.
Or very little.
Yeah.
So we're killing ourselves quite happily.
We're killing ourselves just putting in more and more and more food into our bodies. It's like we're eating cardboard now, because all the nutrients in the food is gone.
So what are you doing? The group is called Save Soil. You're an ambassador for Save Our Soil. You're wearing a lovely green outfit.
Yeah.
But this is an international movement.
We've got one for you as well.
Ah, yeah. Extra large. extra. It's an international group. It was started, I believe, by a very famous guru.
Sadhguru. I think for us, he's inspired us. By going on a 30,000 lone journey across Europe. And then by the way,
Sadhguru is for those of us that occasionally look at Facebook and Instagram. He's that very, very interesting looking Indian gentleman with the beautiful white hair and beard and wisdom that just pours out of him. He's a guru. He is exactly that. He's one of those characters that adds so much inspiration to life simply by being gentle, kind, and wise. And he's taken this cause to heart and is inspiring guys like you and hopefully everyone else on the planet to now start to mindfully go forward. How can we turn this thing around?
What we need to do is, for us, we're raising an awareness currently and saying, guys, there is death happening right beneath our feet. The next step is we're doing 10,000 kilometers across South Africa. The next step is to then...
You're walking?
Walking.
Are you walking this?
I'm walking.
10,000 kilometers?
Exactly. For 8 months, yeah.
Are you not very tired? How far have you walked so far? You told me earlier you were talking about this distance before I interrupted you. You've done how many kilometers?
We've done about 1,000 kilometers so far, 980 kilometers over 28 days.
You've walked 1,000 kilometers so far in a month?
In a month.
And you're still happy to smile and talk on the radio. This is marvelous. How do we get behind you?
So we need everyone to, we visit places like Palito and we sit down, we get people to pledge and support, tweet about Save Soil, talk to your local representative, talk to the government officials, because at the moment, this kind of death needs a government sort of coordination, which has to happen, because individually, my small garden is not really going to change anything. So we need support.
How, now that you're in Belito, before you continue this incredible journey, where are you sitting down with people that we can interface with you and find out more and pledge and do what we need to do?
So this afternoon we'll be sitting just on the traffic lights outside this beautiful mall, and we'll be distributing our pamphlets, and there will be a big sign banner say Save Soil.
So if you are listening to this or wondering what on earth we're talking about, we don't want to be alarmist and make you feel that the end of the world is nigh, which, we could do, because that's how serious the situation is. In fact, we're saying that there is hope. There's always hope. Where there is life, there is hope. And with Tseke and the team from Save Soil in Belito at the moment, they're in bright green outfits. You can't miss them. They'll be at the traffic lights on the P445, that's the main road into Belito, between the junction and the Lifestyle Center, one of those traffic lights. You'll see them. I don't know if it's very safe to stop in the middle of the traffic, but I'm sure that all you'll do is get more information from a pamphlet, and we'll take it from there, because this is a cause that is seriously worth getting behind. And Tseke, we wish you huge success with your continuing journey, and the mission that you're on is a most valued one, and we thank you for your service, as they say in the States, to servicemen that are fighting wars. You're fighting in a most impressive battle against the degradation of the soil that sustains us all. We're all in this together, and we certainly have our support. So thank you for joining me on the afternoon show. I'm going to be putting this up as a podcast in a very short space of time, so that if you have only just tuned in and you're wondering what we're talking about, you'll get all of that available to you as a catch-up podcast on our apps, available free from the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, or even our website, lifeandstyle.fm. My very special guest, Tseke Nkadimeng from
Mpumalanga,
the way down to KZN and continuing the journey southwards to the Cape, I would imagine.
That's correct,
yeah. Man, 1,000 kilometers down and many, many more to go. As I say, we salute you. We thank you for coming in and spreading the gospel, and we'll certainly be following your journey closely.
Thank you, Dave.
You're on the afternoon show. I'm Dave Charles, and here's Taylor Swift.